We are going to continue the hour by talking about something that has actually been in the news and in public discussion on the state level for a while now. A new report, though, out of the state treasurer's office has found that North Carolina's seven largest hospital systems combined for $7+ billion in profit between 2019 and 21, most of that in 21, even while taking in a lot of money in COVID relief funds. This is something that State Treasurer Dale Falwell has been following and speaking out about and against for a while, and Treasurer Falwell joins us here in the studio today. Treasurer Falwell, thanks for being with us today. Good morning.
Well, thank you for having me on this very important topic, and I'll say something to your listeners that I did not say the last time I was here. People are now in a position because of medical expenses, medical access, medical billing, of not being able to see themselves past their poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's happening with the murderous invasion of Ukraine. We know what COVID has done to the job, food, health, and educational insecurity and uncertainty in our state. But when people can't see themselves out of poverty, past their poverty, because of fear of medical billing, that's an issue. And it translates into this, how you led into this story about the billions of dollars that the nonprofits across North Carolina made during the COVID era.
And I did the 15-second summary, but what are the numbers that you're saying?
Well, the numbers are just billions of dollars. And, you know, what has happened is that many of these corporations who disguise themselves as nonprofits made not only tons of money, but when you look at what's going on with these organizations, they've actually turned into investment banking real estate development firms. And I'm deeply concerned as the state treasurer on behalf of so many of your listeners who teach, protect, and otherwise serve. I'm deeply concerned that not only are people not able to see themselves past their poverty, but I'm deeply concerned that we're seeing a further cartelization of healthcare, the concentration of healthcare into the hands and arms of fewer and fewer of these multi-billion-dollar corporations that are run by these multi-million dollar executives.
How does what's going on in North Carolina compare to other states?
The last thing any of your listeners need is someone like the state treasurer or any other elected official telling them something that they don't exactly know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that there's more cartelization going on in North Carolina than anywhere else in the country. You know, Novant just took over New Hanover Regional. The wheels are coming off of healthcare in Western North Carolina when HCA took over Mission Health. Atrium taking over Wake Forest Baptist. The combination of ECU and Vidant. And, you know, what's happening, generally speaking, is, you know, these entities are putting profits over patients. And their true mission should be patients over profits, which goes to why so many people work in healthcare. When we talk about this topic, we're not talking about the people who saved my life and who actually do the hard work of healthcare. We're talking about these multi-million dollar executives.
Speaking with State Treasurer Dale Falwell, talking about the new report that came out of the State Treasurer's office, one of several. So this has been something that you've been following and covering and following up on for a while. A lot of the work that's coming out of your office is related to the fact that a lot of these hospitals and healthcare systems also took in a lot of COVID relief money. Mm-hmm. State Healthcare Association put out a statement with the decent point that 2020 was an unusual year, so everything was changing, everything was uncertain, and that was the year that they were taking in the COVID relief money. 21 is the year when we saw like the profits skyrocketing. So,
and what we're probably about to see is what I heard anecdotally yesterday from mm-hmm. a small business person is that healthcare premiums are getting ready to go up 15 or 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, not a very good look for lower and fixed income people who deserve to be able to have affordable, accessible health care.
So in that vein, another like significant concern, and I think a more pointed concern, is something that I think we talked about the last time you were here, which is the extent to which these hospitals are promising and then not really providing the level of charity care, right, that they should be.
The Washington Post just did a 4,000-word exposé on this. The Assembly NC did a multi-thousand-word exposé about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll repeat to your listeners what I said to both those organizations. This is like an onion. The more we peel it, the more we cry. at the end of the day, not only are we talking about the billions of dollars that they made during the COVID era, but, you know, we've now just put out another report that talks about the charity care that they're supposed to be providing doesn't G-haul, it's an old man term, G-haul with the multi-billions of dollars of profits, that, I mean, tax exemption that they get from the state and federal government. And then we've put out just another report that talks about the weaponization of a person's credit scores associated with medical billing. Now, I'm in a different situation than I was in for a third of my life, but I can tell you that credit scores determine what you pay for the cell phone, what you pay for that basic liability insurance for that car you drove in here, whether you get the benefit of the doubt to rent housing, the interest rate that you would pay on a house. And as the chair of the State Banking Commission and as the state treasurer, we're now doing a report that shows that credit scores may prevent certain people from even applying for certain jobs in this state or getting them. So now we're talking about the upward mobility and the joy of achievement. And let's be clear about this. We're talking about a product that would people would rather not consume because that would mean they're healthy. When they try to inquire what it costs, they're told it's none of their dang business. And when they don't pay their bill, they get punished and their credit scores get weaponized. I am in credit collection, individually, on purpose, because I think that until you stand in the shoes of someone who's going through this, until you get the 6 text messages, until you get the 4 pieces of mail a week, until you get the phone calls, until you're an elected official who's actually standing in the shoes of the average citizen, you don't really know what this is like. And I wanted to experience it to see exactly how far they'll go. Nick Ochsner, WBTV in Charlotte, which you're somewhat familiar with, David Hodges, they've done extensive reports about the people who are having liens put on their homes because of not paying medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy stuff that's going on across North Carolina associated with medical billing and health care.
Speaking with State Treasurer Dale Falwell, so remedies, a lot of what you're describing is of a really deep-seated structural issue. This is not new to the last couple of years. So what can and should be done about it?
Number one is the cartel needs to quit giving the middle finger to President Biden and former President Trump when it came to their executive orders for transparency in health care. I know that's a strong term, but that's exactly what they're doing. The Hospital Association sued not only the previous, but the current president, not once, but twice, lost twice. And I'm paraphrasing, but in their press, in the Wall Street Journal, this is what they said. We don't think telling people what things cost lead them to make better decisions. I can't think of a more arrogant statement than that. You know, today is Senior Citizen Day at Harris Teeter. Sorry, you don't qualify, but I do. So if I'm going to buy groceries,
I'm working my way up.
You're getting closer.
I'm getting there.
But I'm going to go grocery shopping today because I get my 5% discount, as your listeners do today, and Food Lion yesterday. My point is that when you give consumers the tools to consume, they will do so. So the plan is this: get rid of secret contracts and abide by the previous and the current president of the United States. Number one. Number two, push the power to the consumer. Number three, stop building and buying and focus on patients over profits. Number four, we need to adjust and get rid of the certificate of need process. You know, the first letter of the word certificate of need is pronounced con. It is a con on the people of the state. We're only, I think, one of 13 states that even has it anymore, which regulates the supply. So the cartel controls the supply of health care, the access to health care, the price of health care, whether they weaponize your credit score with health care, and maybe even prevent you through that from getting a certain job. And lastly, stop being real estate and investment banking firms. Get back to the core mission of what health care was meant to be in this state.
People want more information. Where can they go?
They can go to nctreasurer.com. They can go to some of these other publications. I know the Assembly NC probably got its start here in Chapel Hill. And obviously listen to your show and DG's show and go to nctreasurer.com. Of course, the little fun part of our website that we always talk about is nccash.com. Mm-hmm. Since we were with you last, we smashed all records, paying out over $105 million, including some to the family house down the street here. $105 million out of nccash.com. Your listeners should go there and check their name, Maiden Kids Parents Church, nonprofit, and even their business name. You'll be shocked what you'll find. The money stays there forever. No charge to look it up and no charge to make a claim.
NCTreasurer.com. Go there, find out more, get all these reports as well. State Treasurer Dale Falwell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having this format to inform your listeners, not just affirm what they may already think. Thank you.